The rest of our program will be devoted to a substantial clarinet concerto by Ida Gotkovsky. She's a French composer, although she taught for a while in Texas. Ida Gotkovsky was born in 1933 into a family of musicians. Her accomplishments in Europe have included winning the Lily Boulanger Prize, the Grand Musical Prize of the City of Paris, two prizes of the Institut de France, and various others. Her compositions have been performed in Japan, the former USSR, and the United States, and commissioned by the French state and by other countries. Ida Gotkovsky's musical creed is to create a universal musical art and to realize the oneness of musical expression through the ages by means of a contemporary musical language with powerful structures. The clarinet concerto was written as a test piece for international contests of clarinetists. Consequently, it shows off the instrument's many abilities. It's an extremely agile instrument with a large dynamic range. The piece is in three movements. It begins with an andante misterioso quasi cadenza. The middle is a perpetuum mobile prestissimo, which is played in a continuous pianissimo as it moves through the complete tessitura of the instrument. The final movement, in addition to the many demands made upon the clarinet, develops all the themes in the orchestra as well. The conception of this movement is to make a grand symphonic fresco, according to the composer. We are going to hear a transcription of the concerto for symphonic band, which was rendered by Christian de Bauw, who is also the clarinetist on this recording. The Royal Symphonic Band of the Belgian Guides is conducted by Norbert Nozzi.